From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Kingdom has raised its terror alert level from severe to critical for the first time in a decade, following Monday's suicide blast at a concert in the city of Manchester that left 22 dead and dozens wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the decision was made by the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre.
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
She said military personnel are being deployed to bolster police officers.
This means that armed police officers responsible for duties such as guarding key sites will be replaced by members of the armed forces, which will allow the police to significantly increase the number of armed officers on patrol in key locations.
She said troops will be deployed along with police at events like football matches and concerts. Thousands in Manchester, meanwhile, including Sheila, turned out Tuesday to attend a vigil for the victims of Monday's blast.
I hope we all want to carry on gathering in shops and at concerts and football. I mean, in Manchester, we're not going to stop going to music or we're not going to stop going to football, absolutely.
Police identified the suicide attacker as 22-year-old Salman Abedi, born in Britain to Libyan parents. The Prime Minister said it's possible a wider group was linked to the bombing, which comes just 2 weeks before a national election. A suicide bomber killed himself and at least four others Tuesday at a police checkpoint in Bosaso, the commercial capital of Somalia's northern Puntland region. Such attacks, while common in places like the capital of Mogadishu, are less so in the semi-autonomous region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Security forces have been battling Islamic State fighters who've broken away from the al-Shabaab insurgency. This is VOA News.